You're listening to SBS News.
Once a bustling city, Ukraine's Kyiv is now a ghost town. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has travelled to the Ukrainian capital to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky, where he pledged greater military and economic support. Closely surrounded by trigger-ready military personnel, the two took a walk around Kyiv, which was all but abandoned. After a security check, this man, one of the few citizens on the street, thanked Mr. Johnson.
Boris!
I'm so happy, Boris. Forever Great Britain. Oh my, I'm so happy. We are grateful that we will still be alive at the end of this. Boris, I'm so happy to see you. I love Great Britain. Me and my children and grandchildren will remember this forever.
Mr. Johnson said Ukraine had a strong leader in Mr. Zelensky, and it was a privilege for Britain to help the invaded country's people. Later, the British Prime Minister announced additional support for Ukraine, including 120 armoured vehicles, new anti-ship missile systems, and $670 million in World Bank lending.
The defence intelligence that we had suggested that the Russians believed that Ukraine could be engulfed in a matter of days, and that Kyiv would fall in hours to their armies. And how wrong they were. And I think that the Ukrainians have shown the courage of a lion, but you, Volodymyr, have given the roar of that lion.
Mr. Johnson also said Britain is moving away from Russian energy, a stance the European Union says is crucial for stopping Vladimir Putin's invasion.
Together with our partners, we are going to ratchet up the economic pressure, and we will continue to intensify week by week the sanctions on Russia, not just freezing assets in banks and sanctioning oligarchs, but moving away from use of Russian hydrocarbons. And we will give you the support that you need, the economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I'm proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Meanwhile, Russian forces have continued to attack the town of Kharkiv, with extensive damage to residential buildings. More than 100 residents were inside one of the buildings at the time of the attack, with two people injured and 15 residents evacuated by firefighters. Meanwhile, following its urge to move away from Russian energy dependence, the European Union has hosted a fundraising event for Ukraine out of the Polish capital Warsaw. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen says the Stand Up for Ukraine event has raised over 10 billion euros.
Whoa. We have finally, the world has finally pledged 9.1 billion euros through this campaign, and the Commission, working with EBRD, adds another billion for the IDPs in Ukraine. This is fantastic. So 10.1 euros, and if you say that in dollars, it's even more.
Ukraine has called for more weapons and harsher sanctions after it blamed Russia for a missile attack that killed at least 52 people at a train station fleeing Russian forces in the east. Mr. Zelensky denounced the attack as another Russian war crime and says Ukraine expects a tough global response. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.